On the show today, we have Westcom Resources Group's very own Mark Monsees talking about how they are reshaping the branch experience. In particular, they're transforming the teller line with Tellergy. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Westcom Resources Group's very own Mark Monsees. Mark, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Thanks for this time. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. We're talking about a pretty cool topic here. It's kind of reshaping the branch experience. We're talking digital, we're talking automation, all sorts of really cool stuff, and how WRG's Tellergy product comes into play here. So without further ado, I'm going to ask you that very same. Before we get into it, I want to know about Tellergy, because this seems to be the straw that stirs the drink around here, because this is what makes it all happen, the branch automation and the digitization of everything. So give us a quick 411 on Tellergy real quick, and then we'll dive into the details.
Sure. Yeah, Tellergy is a fantastic application or product, however you want to call it, that we offer that we really like, and a lot of the credit unions really love it too. It's really popular. In short, what it is, it's kind of a updated version and enhanced version of just the old signature pads.
Okay.
So what we really like to do is really push some functionality out to the members and the tellers.
Okay.
So you've been to, you know, the hardware stores, the grocery stores, and they all have those Verifone devices that you use to do the payments and things like that. So what we've been able to do is take that, and instead of using it to process payments, we use it as a communication tool between the member and the teller.
Okay.
So as an example, one of the biggest use cases of it is during a transaction, we can show the actual transaction details of, you know, their withdrawal. It was, you know, from this account for this amount, and maybe it was a check or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Lay all that out, and then the member can actually sign for it, and then push it back into the core system.
Gotcha.
And that way the signature is received and captured, and the member, of course, has known what they were signing for. So obviously, if there was a mistake, if they said, no, I said $50, I didn't say $30, I said $50, they can catch it.
Okay, gotcha.
So that works.
I said $50, not $50,000. Sorry.
Exactly, right? And one of the things we like about it, too, is it does a whole lot more than that. So we can push marketing images out to the device. So, you know, for instance, if you have a current promo that you're pushing or wanting to see, you can display those, or even like member update type of information, you know, like, hey, I recently got a new cell phone, so my number has changed. Great. Let's change it right there on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And the member can type it right into the device, and then it'll update the core system and off it goes.
So is this like at a self-serve kiosk or at the teller line, or where would this be, or both maybe? Where would this be placed, or how would it be used?
We see it mostly at the teller line, although it can happen at a CSR type desk as well, member service desk. But it is driven from a teller or from a CSR. They start the initiation, they start the transaction, I should say, and push it out to the member. So it's not a full-on self-service kiosk, but it is a tool that is used to help the communication between a teller and a member with security in mind. And that's really one of the features that we like to promote about this is its security.
Yeah, tell me about the security aspect of it.
So the way that works is, so for instance, without a Tellergy device, a member walks up to a teller,
right,
and what do they have to communicate to the teller?
Just
they
got to
communicate. They got right. They use their voice, but they communicate. They have to yell out like an account number.
Oh yeah, you're right.
They have to somehow say, "Hey, this is who I am."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyone around them could be listening in, going, "Ah, I already know something very secret about that person."
Right. Right.
So with Tellergy,
we've all been in that situation too, where they're like, oh, do I really want to hear that? I don't.
Yeah, right. Right. So with Tellergy, we are able to, the member, I should say, is able to actually use like a debit card, and they can tap, insert, or swipe the debit card, and that'll automatically pull up the person in the core system. And then the next step, they can actually enter in their PIN that they use for that debit card or credit card, and that'll authenticate them.
Okay.
So now we know who they are, and we've authenticated with something they have as well, which is their PIN. So we've taken care of both the identification and the authentication piece
Oh, right on.
Of this all at once. Now, if a member doesn't have a card, for instance, on them or something like that, we can still pull up their record by the member can enter in their phone number or account number or social security number, not out loud, but on the pin pad.
On the pin pad, yeah. So it's secret. Yes.
It's still secret. It's not secure. It's very secure. They're not yelling it out loud going, oh, well, I can give you my social, you know, here, everyone listen, here's my social.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want that. We want it secure. And likewise with the transaction, they're not having to say, hey, I want to pull out $100,000 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still going to have to say that, but at least they would see the receipt and they could see it all there.
Right.
So the communication is
key. So how minimum. Do you see this? How do you see, I'm kind of a philosophical question here based on the topic, but how do you see it reshaping the branch experience? Obviously the security is through the roof now, and it's just a whole different type of communication transfer, I guess. Is that how you guys are seeing it, or is there something else?
You know, the way we look at it is, if you think of the branch technology and the branch experience, you really have to think of the younger members in mind as well. A lot of folks don't see a reason to go into the branch because they view it as a little bit of old fashioned, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think the Verifone device, or the Tellergy device, I should say, we use Verifone as the actual device, but the Tellergy system adds an extra layer, not only for the security, but modernness. You know, because it is something they're more used to dealing with technology, and this provides that technology right there in front of them. And it's something, again, that they're used to using at all the grocery stores and hardware stores or wherever else they may be. Mm-hmm. So it's familiar and it's modern all at the same time.
Yeah, because my credit union does the same exact thing. And when I go in there and I have to do all the things that you just described, it's a very familiar experience for me. So I'm not like, well, how does this work? Or what do I do? I mean, it's all very intuitive. And yeah, it's like just like going to the grocery store or buying something at a retail outlet or whatever. So yeah, so super familiar with it. And so what is it? I mean, how does this experience, how does it benefit the credit union, and then ultimately the members as well? Because it sounds like there's, again, the word security comes to mind. There's a sense of security for both parties, from my perspective. So is that kind of what you guys are seeing with this experience?
Definitely. I think it is convenience. It allows a lot of flexibility for each credit union as well. We can brand this and offer functionality very specific and custom made for each credit union. So for instance, all of their marketing images, their marketing look and feel, that can all be customized. They're able to push specific screens that they may want to push out. You know, so for instance, one of the common things that a lot of people like using is we have the ability to push out a screen that has their QR codes for their mobile devices. So, you know, mobile is obviously very key these days. And so if you have a member that comes up and they're like, well, why don't you use our mobile app? Well, I don't have your mobile app. You know what? Here's the QR code. Just take a picture of it, download the mobile app. Oh, let's get you going on the mobile app.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so it's a way to incorporate a lot of different things, you know, or another instance is showing like a branch locations, you know, all of the branches that are around you. So they, you know, someone may say, you know, I always come to this branch, but do you have any, you know, that are located over on the other side of town? Let me show you a map, you know, of where they're at, you know, so things like that as well.
So cool. A lot of convenience. Right. Very cool. So did you got what, and we can't ask, I mean, you can't swing a cat these days without asking a question about COVID. So did COVID have any impact or any influence on this, this experience in the branches or?
So obviously Tellergy has been around since pre-COVID days. Oh, yeah. So one of the things that we definitely saw was more of an interest in the whole tap world. And that is something that we supported even before COVID, is the ability to take your card and instead of, you know, necessarily touching the device, you can tap your card. So I think that definitely played a good part in the COVID world, is reducing that one extra little touch.
Right, right.
You know, obviously we can't eliminate all the touch, but hopefully we can reduce it.
Well, I mean, that's part of the technology. So, and again, we're all used to that. We're still touching things, going to the grocery store, you got to put your pin and all that type of stuff. So we're still used to that. But I mean, it's just, again, it's something very, very familiar. So, so where does this platform come to play, and how does it enhance the experience going into the credit union branch? Because obviously, again, from my perspective, it's very familiar. We've already talked about the security. What else is there?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, it's more of the improving the teller process. Because now they can utilize this device to do multiple things. So not only does it do the signature capture, it does some of the marketing display, it does the receipt showing. And then it is also able to even do surveys, you know, as another example. So it's all just geared towards helping the interaction between a teller and a member in a secure fashion. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, with the surveys, it's even as simple as a customer satisfaction survey. You know, how are we doing? We all like the metrics. And so this way they can enter in, you know, how was your experience today? And it was great, fantastic, terrible, awful, or whatever your codes are. And that can then get put back into the core system for reporting by management later. So it's all intended really just to help out not only the teller, the member, but the credit union with a lot of those metrics and a lot of that data.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a pretty valuable tool. I mean, again, going back to my experience at my credit union, it's quite a valuable tool. So, so we appreciate that from a member's perspective. So, where can folks go to find out more about Tellergy and its automation and all its features and functionality?
Sure, they're more than welcome to hop on our website, westcornresources.com. And we've got information there. They're welcome to call us, email us, you know, any of the normal contact there, but we'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about Tellergy and about what it can do and how it can help them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I'm actually on the website right now, so we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and
great.
Get right to you, Mark, and so they can ask some questions. So
exactly.
Good stuff here, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
I don't think so. You know, I would encourage any credit union that is interested at all. We'd love to show it to you. We're more than happy to do a demo. We can show it to you live and how it interacts with the core system. And would love just to chat with you.
Good stuff. All righty, Mark. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And keep up the good work there at Westcom Resources Group. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
You're